Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for August 18th, 2019, the 10th Sunday in the season of Pentecost. Here at Resurrection, for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer, one of the six chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism, and hopefully we'll also include include the Lord's Prayer as part of our Confession of Faith, as well as a couple different varieties in how we use the Lord's Prayer, whether it's sung or parts are said responsively or with explanations after each part or something like that. And today, we get the introduction to our series, which comes from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, talking about prayer. Reads like this. On another occasion, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.'" He said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and tell him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine who is on a journey has come to me, and I do not have anything to set before him.' And the one inside replies, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give it to you.' I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his bold persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. I tell you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Which father among you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Our first two readings also talk about prayer and give us good examples of prayer. The first reading from Genesis chapter 18 is Abraham praying for Sodom and Gomorrah, praying, you know, if there are 50 righteous people, would you destroy them? And then he kind of dickers his way down, all the way down to if there are 10 righteous people. And he really demonstrates that kind of bold persistence that Jesus talks about. In our second reading from James chapter 5, James highlights the value of prayer, especially in times of sickness and sorrow. And then he talks about Elijah, that Elijah prayed and the skies were closed, that it did not rain for 3.5 years as a result of Elijah's prayer. And the comment that C.S. Lewis had in this area was that in prayer, God gives us the dignity of causality, where he gives us the dignity of changing things, changing the state of things. And so the inside front cover, you know, we talk about our Father in heaven. Jesus commands prayer and promises to answer prayer. But what are we actually saying in our prayers? That's what we'll be talking about today. And our reading from the Lutheran Confessions is from Luther's Large Catechism, talking about we pray for two reasons. He writes, "Let this be the first and most important point, that all our prayers must be based and rest upon obedience to God's command. We know that God will not have our prayer treated as a joke. He will not allow our prayers to be vain or lost. For if he did not intend to answer your prayer, he would not ask you to pray and add such a severe commandment to it. In the second place, we should be more encouraged and moved to pray because God has also added a promise and declared that it shall surely be done for us as we pray. Such promises surely ought to encourage and kindle our hearts to pray with pleasure and delight." And so we pray. "Lord Jesus, you have given great and tremendous promises. In addition to the forgiveness of sins, you have commanded me to pray and promised to hear and to answer. Lead me to trust your word of promise and speak to you in prayer. Amen." You can find us Sunday morning, this morning, 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road, Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. And if this has been a help and a blessing to you, be sure to recommend it to a friend. Just use that little share button and send it their way. God bless your day.